This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Big news looming. Got the Georgia Senate race today. Don't know if we'll know the real truth about that race at the end of the evening. But if it goes the way it should, we should get two Senate seats. And that'll be the end of that. But everything's got Americans on the edge of their seats. Conservative Americans are wondering, are the Democrats going to get away with the big cheat? Democrats are scared to death. They're hoping that they've pulled the biggest ruse in the nation's history. But don't think for one second they're not panicked. They are scared to death. Everything rides on their ability to cheat Biden into the presidency. Here's what's funny. No media has spoken to Barack Obama about Biden's massive popularity. Nobody. Have you heard any interview to say, hey, former Mr. President Barack Obama, what do you think about Joe Biden getting 11 million or whatever, 13 million more votes than you did in 2008 when you were riding high? Wouldn't that be a topic of discussion for an egomaniac like Obama to say, what do you think is driving Joe Biden's popularity? Do you think he's hanging on your coattail? Because you know why they can't ask that question? Because you don't hang on somebody's coattail and get 13 million more votes than they did. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I'm glad you're here. Hope you tell a few other folks. We generally have a funny show because, you know, that life is funny. Here's how life has been funny for the last 4 years. Nobody thought Trump was going to win. Nobody thought Trump was going to be effective, and he was both. And now the reason why we've had the smile taken off of our faces and we no longer have that happy-go-lucky countenance is we're in the midst of a civil war. Yeah, civil war. People have tried to, they're trying to steal your sovereignty, steal your freedom. If they get away with this, man, there is no Constitution. You can forget about it. President Trump made a phone call to Georgia's Secretary of State along with his attorney present, and he warned them. I don't know if this is true, but I heard 10,315 dead people voted in Georgia. Now, I would love to let's go to every state where there's a problem. And let's look at the number of people who are dead who voted. Let's just look at that and ask ourselves, how did that occur? And here's what's interesting. I will make you a bet that every dead person who voted, voted for Biden. How does that occur? How is that possible? You want to know how it's possible? Somebody filling in the names of dead people and coding it for Biden and hoping nobody would ever find out. I don't know if the number 10,315 in Georgia is correct. You can look it up for yourselves. But here's what I do know. It's probably close. It's probably that much in every battleground state. And you can bet all those votes went to Biden. And what it signifies is very simple. Somebody orchestrated to take the dead people on voter rolls and put them over to Biden. Do you think any of the rest of this is not possible? President Trump said, I spoke with Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger yesterday about the Fulton County and voter fraud in Georgia. He's unwilling or unable to answer questions such as ballots under the table, scam, ballot destruction, out-of-state voters, dead voters, and more. He has no clue. That's what he put on social media. And what I said about that last part, he has no clue, that's not the president accusing Raffensperger of being obtuse. That's the president saying to Raffensperger that he has no clue what the Trump team knows and what they will prove. And what happens next, we all find out over the next few days. Again, folks, I'm glad you're with me because we're going to get through this together. And you're going to find out why I've been so adamant about Trump. because I'm listening to these phone calls, and we did an entire hour on this. We played three clips. I'm not going to re-prosecute it because we got a lot of other stuff I want to talk about. But the idea that Trump was desperate, Donald Trump gave Georgia an opportunity to get out. It was like an attorney questioning a defendant, a cop. It was more like a detective questioning a perp. And he's got the information. He's saying, so where were you? Do you always have your phone, your cell phone with you? Yes. Nobody else uses your cell phone? No. So where were you? I was 200 miles away from the crime scene when the detective already knows I pinged your phone hundreds of yards from the crime scene, from the nearest cell tower. You were not hundreds of miles away. I know exactly where you were. You were the one committing the crime. That was what Trump was doing. If you listen to any of it, go back to hour one and listen. He has no clue, is what Trump is saying. See, the Democrats think they've battened down the hatches, man. There are no leaks in the submarine, but they're about to get torpedoed. And look, I'm not saying my reputation is on this, because my reputation is not on anything. I'm speculating along with everybody else. I have a little bit more information than the average person, but I'm speculating. But here's what I can tell you from my knowledge of things, that I listened to that phone call, and I went, that was not a guy asking them to overturn an election. That was a guy giving them a choice of prison or no prison. You're either going to do the right thing or something's going to happen. Now, I've already said, and I think this is what many of you, because when I say this, you all hope for it. You all go, man, I hope you're right, Kevin. I think Donald Trump is going to do mass arrest. His announcement on January 6th with I don't know how many people, but it'll be at least a million in D.C. People ask me, do you want to go? I'm not getting anywhere near that. I know it's history and all that. Trump's going to say to these folks, I appreciate your support, and here's what's going to happen. People are talking about January 6th being the new Independence Day for America. Wow. How about that? What happens next? So what else we got going? Because I've talked a little bit about this. And as I said, I talked about the previous hour. We got gender in the House. We got new Wu Flu numbers. We've got the most admired man. This is old news, but do you know that the president stopped the departure procedures for people leaving the White House? They were all, you know, like packing up their bikes. He says, you can stop. Stop packing. Leave that stuff there. You don't need to look for other jobs, but if you do, go ahead. But I'll be replacing you because I ain't going nowhere. Historic on more levels than I can even comment. We'll be back.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Attention. This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to intermingle some of the things that have been leading up to this Georgia thing. But I do want to talk about some other stuff. Like, for example, this gender thing for the House. House Democrats rules for the 117th Congress removed gender terms for referring to representatives' families. Did you hear about this? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. I'm going to get back to some things leading up to this Trump thing, and I also want to talk about the most admired man. I think you will guess who it is if you haven't heard already. The House doesn't want references to aunts and uncles, only parents' siblings. Hello, Johnny. I'm your parents' sibling. Parents' siblings. So no aunts and uncles, no daughters and sons, things like this. Insanity. They ended the House session with A men and A women. Yeah. These people have lost their minds. Look, I understand that there are people who have these floating ideas of sexuality. They have floating ideas of gender, which I don't get. But they have floating ideas of what gender they can be. Fine. I remember learning that there were like 11 genders. I went, what? It was a sociology class in college. I was like, what? I went through it. But after I got out of it, you know what I went back to? There are really two genders. They're male and female. That's how we populate the world. I get that there are people born with two, and they can't have kids. I don't think hermaphrodites can bear children. I think they're both barren, male and female. I may be wrong, but they can't bear children. Okay, so we have some aberrant things that happen genetically where people can't be either male or female. But let's face it, those are the two choices. Maybe you're a species that can evolve like a, I don't know, maybe there's something out there that can fertilize itself. But right now, for men and women, I've never heard of that. We have to have both. Despite what feminists say, men are needed. And not just to be little male hyenas that are the smaller ones that don't do anything except, you know, populate the herd when the female decides she wants to force them to have sex. But, oh my goodness, gender terms. Pretty soon, I mean, I don't know where this could even go. Pelosi got elected to the House. I think it's her fourth term. Again, another scam. A woman that's going to die in office. Probably dead already. Who knows, with all the formaldehyde floating around her system to keep her up. Man, this is insanity. But this is where we are in this country. This is where we find ourselves. And I don't want you to be discouraged. A lot's going to come out in the next few days, and I think it's going to come out in our favor. I'm not just being an optimist because it's my show, and I'm trying to keep the audience here. And people are like, because you'll write to me and say, Kevin, you're so optimistic. I like listening to your program. You're optimistic. I am optimistic. But I'm also a realist. I believe what I believe. I'm not saying it because I'm trying to make myself feel good. I'm saying it because it's the right thing. And I believe that President Trump is going to do the right thing. I gave you plenty of ammunition to listen to in the previous hour. If you want to have a feel-good hour, go back and listen to hour one, where Trump essentially warned Georgia, you better get on the stick. But it wasn't just a warning to Georgia. It was a warning to everybody. All these Democrats that have cheated year after year. He's saying that this is over. We've got to end this nonsense if we're going to have a republic. Do you think that he doesn't understand the gravity of that? There is nothing more important. And I go back to a Wharton grad, self-made billionaire, worldwide brand, who builds a second career as a reality star and a third career as president of the United States. And if you think he's stupid enough to let Biden cheat and win an election and he not know about it, like I said, if I'm wrong, I'm going to be I can't be more wrong if I'm wrong about this. And I can see people questioning and going, Kevin, I'm not sure. But then, I played that Georgia call, and I listened to him say to these guys, are you aware of the voter fraud that happened? The shredding of ballots, all these other things. Are you aware of this? And they're like, no. He was a detective. No, we're not. Are you sure? He's got them on record. I go back to that phone call to the Georgia Secretary of State and his attorney, and I say to you, do you think Trump made that call because he was making a plea? Please, Georgia, pretty please do this for me, man. Or do you think he was saying something different? See, because I think it was something different. And I think many of you heard it, especially if you listened to the first hour. Well, we're going to know. He's targeted Kemp. Yeah, he's targeted Kemp. So what did he do? It was a hint, reference the future for many of governors, that these governors who helped in the big cheat, you guys are going to be in trouble. And Brian Kemp, in that phone call that he made to his Secretary of State, was essentially a shot over the bow. He tweeted, hearing from Atlanta on the Georgian election overturn now being broadcast, and he talks about it being on OAN and Newsmax and many more. And he says, Brian Kemp should resign from office. He is an obstructionist who refuses to admit we won Georgia big, also won other swing states. Now, I want you to juxtapose what I just said with what I said earlier in the previous hour. The president is warning all these swing states, I got you. I'm not speculating here. This article says, since Election Day, President Trump has demanded Governor Kemp perform ballot audits, signature matching, and recounts after multiple instances of fraud were found. However, Kemp refused. Kemp, he claims that process prevents him from performing his duties, which is a blatant lie. And the same is true for Raffensperger. Rumors are that both of these men have been purchased by China. And I'm going to tell you something. I believe the rumors. This is amazing. Amazing that they're allowed to get away with this. The Hill wrote this. Nearly 2 months since Election Day, Trump and his allies have trained their grievances at Kemp and Georgia Secretary of State Raffensperger, accusing the duo of mismanaging the election in Georgia. Trump's tweets on Wednesday, however, marked the first time he's called for Kemp to step down. Trump has also sought to pressure Kemp and other Georgia officials to call a special session of the State General Assembly in a bid to toss out state's election results. Blah, blah, blah. So they're making it appear as though he's doing all this to preserve election integrity or voter confidence. But no, he just wants to be president again, and he doesn't care if he cheats Biden out of the cheat. Not the case. But let me tell you something, folks. Georgia scoundrels aren't the only ones going down. The fact that Trump tweeted about this sets the stage for what I believe is going to be a massive purge.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Today, voters in Georgia are headed to end a very long election year. The Peach State is casting ballots that will decide the control of the U.S. Senate for at least the next 2 years. Senator Kelly Loeffler is facing Democrat Raphael Warnock. Republican David Perdue is pitted against Democrat John Ossoff. A suburban Chicago man allegedly located and pursued his own stolen vehicle early Sunday, confronting two 17-year-olds in a parking lot before both of them were shot, one fatally, in a struggle. No charges have been filed at this time. California has extended the deadline for small businesses to ask for financial help to get them through the COVID-19 crisis. The Small Business COVID-19 Relief Grant Program, offering grants ranging from $5,000 to $25,000, opened on December 30th. Due to the high traffic, some businesses may have had trouble accessing the application. The deadline is now extended 5 days to January 13th. This is USA Radio News. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has called in 500 National Guard members to Kenosha in anticipation of a decision on whether prosecutors will charge the police officer who shot Jacob Blake last year. Family attorney Benjamin Crump on Fox News.
The family is asking what anybody would ask for. They want accountability. They want justice. You see from the video that Jacob Blake Jr. posed no threat to the officers as he's moving away from them, trying to get in his vehicle and get his three little boys out of a volatile situation.
The police contend Jacobs was going after a weapon in the car that was recovered at the scene. United Kingdom Prime Minister Boris Johnson announced Monday England is going back to a full national lockdown in an effort to stem a surge of COVID-19 cases. The new stay-at-home order will go into effect Wednesday and is expected to last until at least mid-February. Johnson, in a televised address, said, "With most of the country already under extreme measures, it's clear that we need to do more," end quote. This is USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Did you know that the Democrats tried to hide a little provision in the bill that they wanted President Trump to sign? They hid a provision in there that said if he signs it, he cannot use the Insurrection Act against them. Did you know that? Why would they do that? Why would they try to sneak that in? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson Show. You're listening to it as a Kevin Jackson Show. Sneaking it in. Now, I talked about it before because they were talking about, oh, Trump, he's threatening to deploy active duty military forces to quell the protests they believe will happen. By the way, the number of protesters that would happen when Trump wins his second term is the number of protesters that the number of people, rather, who showed up to Biden rallies. It's the reason why Joe Biden says,
you know, if I get an inauguration, I'm not going to have people come because we want to protect the people's lives against this old COVID, you know, woo flu crap.
We got to make sure everybody's safe. They social distance. I already told you guys, there's not going to be enough, there would be so few people at a Biden event, it would be embarrassing. Nobody takes Joe Biden seriously. Not the people who put the puppet in play. Nothing. What did I tell you guys during the primary? I said nobody would vote for Joe Biden. If Joe Biden were left alone, which he obviously wasn't, they manipulated his win. There is no way he wins the primary. No way. They want to make you think Joe Biden is 30, 40, 50, 60% favored by Democrats. That's just nonsense. Without the manipulation and everything that the Democrats have put into play, Joe Biden loses. He was selected for one reason. He was the best person for the job based on title. The person they could run this ruse on without having to rationalize it. Because who else would you pick? And say, they got 82 million votes or 81 million or whatever the number is. Who else could you pick to say at that level? You know, first of all, you couldn't even pick Biden. But they knew they couldn't go with Kamala Harris or Pete Buttigieg. The gay community ain't that big. So it was a ruse. Anyway, they were trying to hide if Trump signed that bill, he would have effectively negated his ability to use the Insurrection Act. Because this centuries-old Insurrection Act gives the commander-in-chief the authority to allow soldiers to police the populace. And it's only meant to be used in the case of dire emergency. The Insurrection Act, it's a collection of statutes gives the president the authority to employ active duty military against U.S. citizens in extraordinary circumstances of civil unrest or rebellion that threaten the state or its government, which is what the Democrats have wanted to create. They wanted to stop that Insurrection Act. I ask you, what is it that they have planned? Now, everybody's going, oh, Trump's prepping to leave. You know, he's signed some executive order. I mean, some clemency things. He's let some people go. And he's positioning people for different roles inside of government. And they're like, that's the transition. Saw this story in the Daily Caller, actually, before Christmas. And I thought, well, could be. I'm not going to tell you 100% definitively like the Mr. Pillow guy. What's his name? But I'm 99% sure of where I stand, which is Donald Trump will not surrender. And when it's all said and done, he will be president for a second term. I'm also prepared to deal with the aftermath otherwise. I mean, we have a video of a guy who said to the California legislators in Sacramento, you people are going to push us too far one day. And you're going to find out just how far we're willing to go. I agree. This bill, where they tried to get the president to sign this relief bill that was going to keep $2,300 in change that we per person in America that we don't even know who they are, where it goes. The money that these people are robbing us of. They should have their butts kicked. I'd really like to tell you what I think about these lefties. I would. But yeah, so the Insurrection Act, they wanted to write out. It would have given the president the ability to deploy the military in the event of craziness going on around the country, like what happens in big cities every day. Portland, Seattle, Chicago, Cleveland, Baltimore, etc. And all this structuring the president has done, where I said, okay, he can now invoke his they've interfered with us act from his executive order. And then they say, well, let the rebellion begin. And then the president goes, yeah, well, not quite, not so fast. We got the Insurrection Act. He deploys the military against, he's not deploying them against us. People listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, part of the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, he wouldn't be deploying them against us because we wouldn't be rioting. We'd be celebrating. We'd be celebratory. And I'm not talking about, ooh, we won the Final Four or whatever. We won the NBA championship. Let's go burn down some cars and lights, you know, torch some police cars. No, I'm not talking about that celebration. We'd be celebrating the way conservatives celebrate, knowing that we did not cheat, that cheaters did not win. We won, and Trump serves another 4 years, and life will be good in America and around the world. Because the alternative stinks. But that's what we would do. We'd celebrate. We wouldn't need cops or military people beating us down or tear gassing us or do anything else. And even when we do go out and voice our opinion about things we don't like, even when we do that, we don't destroy things. But the left does, and that's why they wanted to get rid of the Insurrection Act. If you're confident, I'll tell you what, get rid of Kamala Harris and see, oh, but Kevin, Gavin Newsom appointed somebody to take over for her. Okay, great. Has she left? Has she abdicated her seat? Yes or no? So why are they trying to slip this in? Wouldn't they want Joe Biden to have that in the event that we decide to do something, if he becomes president? Wouldn't you want the Insurrection Act? Because I predict there might just be a little insurrection if that occurs. So General Thomas McInerney, he openly asked for the president to declare this act. Many people have questioned it. The left are very afraid of it, and they're afraid of this executive order. See, they played it all the way out, but not to the end, because they don't play it to the end. They just thought, and you know, again, I'm pretty confident, but you always got to leave room for maybe it doesn't. But I'll tell you this, if they didn't play it out to the bitter end, because Trump is going to take it out to the bitter end, they better be asking themselves what happens next. When the government goes rogue, which it did, and it tried a coup against the president, he can invoke the military. He has the authority to do this. And I keep coming back to, how glory, hallelujah, let's do this. Mass arrest of treasonous actors. Military tribunals that do not have to go through civilian courts. Military seizure. We talked about what was in his executive order. The seizure of these assets, of all these people that were part of it. Zuckerberg would be my number one target. He would be my Lee Harvey Oswald poster child. That's what I would do. But I go back to, why did they want to write this out? Why would you stick this in a 5,000-plus page document, one line? Think about what had to happen. If everything had been great and they had given President Trump everything he wanted and they put that one line innocuously in there, what could have potentially happened? Wow. I don't know. I don't know what his recourse would be. I just know that with all the trickeration of the left, you got to be asking yourself, you know, why? Why do you not turn over voting machines? Why are you afraid of us looking into Hunter Biden? Why are you afraid of us not calling Jill Biden doctor? I mean, little stupid things in most cases. In other cases, obvious things that should happen. And they're deathly afraid of it. You know what they're afraid of? They're afraid of the truth. They're afraid of what people learn about them. What you already know about them, to be honest. Rigging elections, trying to, you know, change the playing field, unlevel the playing field for you and me in every possible way. Pretending that they're leading the country when the country wants no part of them. No part of them. It's pathetic. Short break. I'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Mr. President, this is Mark. Let me just, it sounds like we've got two different sides agreeing that we can look at those areas, and I assume that we can do that within the next 24 to 48 hours to go ahead and get that reconciled so that we can look at the two claims and making sure that we get the access to the Secretary of State's data to either validate or invalidate the claims that have been made. Is that correct?
That's not what I said. I'm happy to, you know, sit down with or have our lawyers sit down with Kurt and the lawyers on that side and explain to him, hey, here's based on what we've looked at so far, here's how we know this is wrong, this is wrong, this is wrong, this is wrong, this is wrong.
So what you're saying, Ryan, hold on, let me make sure. So what you're saying is you really don't want to give access to the data. You just want to make another case on why the lawsuit is wrong.
I don't think we can give access to data that's protected by law. But we can sit down with them and say,
but you're allowed to have a phony election. You're allowed to have a phony election, right?
Mark Meadows began that conversation, and the president chimed in at the end when you heard him say, "And you, what about this phony election?" Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to it. It is the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Talked a lot about this in the first hour, but I want to cover a bit more. We've touched on it in the second hour. As I said, there's a lot to talk about, but over the next few days, we're going to be covering all of this information that's going to come out. Let me give you Georgia by the numbers. 2,056 felons voted. I don't really care about that if it's legal. I don't know if it's legal. 66,248 under 18 voted. 2,423 never registered voted. 1,043 used the P.O. box. 4,026 voted past the registration date. 10,315 dead people voted. 395 voted in two states. 15,1700 voted who had moved out of the state. And 40,279 voted who had changed counties. Practically any of those numbers, and you're going to find out President Trump won. I talked about this in the first hour. The president says, "I won by 400,000 votes in Georgia." He didn't pull that number out of his buttocks. He knows what he won by. That's Georgia by the numbers. What are we debating here? Oh, there's a lot, man. There's a lot happening. I'm going to cover this willy-nilly, but I just want you to understand there's a bunch to discern here. The president tweeted, "How do you certify an election when the numbers being certified are verifiably wrong?" He says, "You're going to see the real numbers during my speech, but especially on January the 6th. He gave a warning out to Tom Cotton, Senator Cotton, who I happen to like. But if he's going against this, he's going against the grain. Scott Adams, the guy who does Dilbert, he tweeted this. "The new Trump phone call hoax about pressuring the AG of Georgia depends entirely on knowing the public won't listen to the entire call. That's how we got the Covington kids hoax, the fine people hoax, the drinking bleach hoax. It's worse than Watergate." Folks listening to the Kevin Jackson Network and Kevin Jackson, the radio show host that you're hearing right now, Trump is going to get to the bottom of this. This was not done without knowing the outcome. Donald Trump made that phone call. Raffensperger leaked it to the Washington Post to cut it down into synthesized bites, which still don't do anything except prove the president's case. You don't have to listen to the whole thing. I only played WAPO's piece, and I know exactly what was happening. The Gateway Pundit wrote this. "President Trump held a one-hour-long phone call on Saturday with the crooked Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger and state election officials on the 2020 election in the state that was wrought with fraud. It's not clear if Ruby Freeman or Ralph Jones Sr. were on the call, but in the one-hour call, he insisted he won the state and threatened vague legal consequences. Trump attorneys and Georgia attorneys were on the call. I'm telling you, I listened to that call and I said, this was Donald Trump setting up Georgia's whole apparatus. Don't think they're the only state that's going to fall for this. Georgia Republican Chairman David Schaefer later announced that the president and his team had filed two lawsuits against Secretary of State Raffensperger. Schaefer, "President Donald's filed two lawsuits, federal and state, against Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger. This was after Raffensperger secretly recorded the, quote, confidential settlement discussion of that litigation that is still pending. The audio published by the Washington Post is heavily edited and omits the stipulation that all discussions were for the purpose of settling litigation and confidential under federal and state law." Another leaker! Get this. According to reporter Jack Posobiec, the White House is planning to refer Raffensperger to Secret Service for investigation under national security grounds of the Espionage Act. Already talked a little bit about the Insurrection Act, right? Things are getting interesting, Americanskis. Does it sound like your president's quitting? Are you quitting? You may be nervous, but let me tell you, most of you are starting to get a little bit more resolve. You're going, boy, Kev, whoo, things are heating up, bro. I know. I know. Trust me, I know. Linwood tweeted this, I would never make an accusation without having a reliable source for it. Stakes are too high. So I did due diligence to validate the accuracy of the shocking information I am revealing tonight. This was last night. I am entirely comfortable that you are learning the truth that explains much. Folks, we are circling in on these guys. We're a pack of wolves, and we've got a wounded caribou in the name of the Democratic Party because they have wounded themselves mortally. We didn't do it. We're just going to finish them off because that's what nature does. Survival of the fittest, and we are the fittest. So Lynn Wood is tweeting stuff. Here's what James O'Keefe, this is the one that has everybody going, the release that came out today. Veritas has had a team of undercover agents in Georgia for months. Did you see the video? He warned Reverend Warnock to sleep tight. Yikes! Here's some more. What's going on in Georgia, folks? On January the 11th of 2020, Chinese Consul General Huang Ping made a special trip to meet Eileen Fuchs in New York. She's the sister of the deputy to the Georgia Secretary of State. I don't know what the meeting was about. I just know this. That's a breadcrumb. In a trail of breadcrumbs leading to the corruption of Georgia, leading to what the president, and I've already talked about in the first hour, the president essentially going nuclear and saying, I don't care what you people say, I don't care what you do, this election, we're getting to the bottom of it. I think he's already at the bottom of it. What say you, listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, specifically the KevinJacksonShow.com? You want more news? Oh, you're hungering. You're hungering. You hunger for more, huh? Well, here you go. I don't know if this is true. It was in a tweet. I'm just covering my tweets. Chinese shipping receipt has been recovered among hundreds of thousands of shredded ballots in Georgia. How did they get to those shredded ballots? Do you think that the truckers that were coming to pick up ballots and take them away, that there was nobody, none of Trump's people who were stopping them after they got there, who peeled them off those trucks and said, exactly what are you doing? I don't know. I don't have any answers for you. I just have a lot of speculation, but I do have this. I have good perception, good common sense. It's what made me a success in management consulting. It's what's made me a success in life. And I can smell the scent of stankety stank skank. That's what I can smell. I'm telling you, we're days away from some amazing stuff. I didn't even get to go into a lot of the stuff I wanted to cover today. These fraudulent WooFoo numbers and the president talking about that. Chicago violence, the school choice executive order, more on Hunter Biden's emails, the lawsuits from COVID that are sure to come, etc. Because we have so much to cover right now. But what I can tell you folks is this is amazing news that's about to come in the next few days. The president's not laying down and neither are we.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.